Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything healthy, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast this week. I'm so excited. I have got one of my dear girlfriends, Heather, on with me. Heather and I have been friends since, I would say, before we had children. I think that she had one child, now that she has four, when we actually met each other. But we have been friends for a really long time. And it was fun because our husbands actually went to school together and randomly caught back up with each other one night. And so we've been friends for a really long time. Now, Heather, like I said, has four children. God help her. And I have two. So please welcome her on. Heather, thanks so much for being with us today. I'm really excited about this topic because we are talking about CBD oil. So what do you got for us?
So, I've been a little bit on the hippie, crunchy, healthy, kind of natural mom side for quite a number of years now, since our second daughter was born in 2006.
Yes.
And started having reactions to artificial ingredients that were in some foods. And that kind of kickstarted that journey for me because the doctors couldn't narrow down which additive was causing the issue. So fast forward, two additional kids after that in many years, I end up being diagnosed at the age of 28 with breast cancer. And I just decided the first thing I was going to do was amp up how healthy I was living and how well I was taking care of my own body. So we looked into a lot of different things. We started essential oils right away. We changed to alkaline water from just regular water out of a Brita pitcher. And just some little things. But one big thing that we kept reading about was cannabis. So, you know, I'm semi-familiar with it from like my high school days, but there's such a misconception. There's such a misconception that anything that's cannabis related will have you looking like an extra in the movie Dazed and Confused, which is absolutely not true in every case at
right,
all.
Right, right. Yeah.
So Go ahead.
I feel like I've been down this road with you before as well, like in my own story, because we have, like, you know, similar as far as the, like, healthy, crunchy person. I just felt like that I wanted to be as healthy as possible because, you know, I've only got one life and I wanted to live it well. You know, I didn't want to, you know, pass away early because I was sick, and I wanted to do everything that I possibly could to keep myself well. And then, of course, you know, my daughter, Riley, is also the same age as Tyler, your second one. And she has had, you know, that kind of stuff from just being, you know, once she was born, she has dealt with things like that, allergies and asthma. And so it's something that I really work towards in our own house as well. And so you were actually the one who I feel like got me started with essential oils. I started seeing a lot of your posts about that stuff. And so I got really interested, you know, of course, outside of like the organic foods and, you know, eating healthy and exercising, doing whatever I could for my family, I started looking to the essential oils. And I got to be honest, I am definitely like a straight shooter kind of person. So cannabis was like never on my radar. Even my sister, I remember telling me about how she was, you know, she was kind of flirting with that line of how she thought that it should be legal and all these things. And I'm like, whoa, 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 like, you're freaking me out right now. That is a drug. Okay. And so it just kind of like threw me for a loop. But then once I started to research a little bit more and I started to listen to everything that you had to say, you know, it became, I guess it started now to become sort of a norm. And I'm really interested to learn as much as I can and tell all of our listeners as much as we can, because I want them to be well-informed people, not just, you know, the naysayers or the they people that hear the they who says they can't have this or this is not good for you. I want us to be well-informed people. So let us hear about your journey with cannabis.
Okay. So, you know, we started taking a CBD oil right away that we just ordered off Amazon. So I'll just pause and say, just like any other thing in life, especially a health supplement that you're putting into your body and you're really hoping to have like a real, it has to work well, make a good impact on your health. you get what you pay for.
Right.
So exactly. Research. You know, it did help. And of course, I've been in remission almost 4 years now.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And I was able to walk away from traditional medicine years ago. I haven't taken so much as a Tylenol. I haven't need to see a doctor for, I haven't been sick. Even if I get like a little sniffle, it usually doesn't progress into anything more than a cold. And a lot of times it just doesn't progress. So I've really been intentional about building my health back up. But fast forward to the time that I found HempWorks, a friend of mine this past spring, actually, I've only been involved with HempWorks since mid-March. But she has an adult son who has autism. He suffers from a seizure disorder, and he has a laundry list full of health issues that go along with both of those things. And she started using CBD oil from HempWorks, and I'm watching her progress and her updates. And, you know, I've met her a million times. I know her family. I've seen her son. And just to see the difference that it made, just in the short amount of time that I was watching before I decided to try for myself, I just knew that it was something I had to introduce to my family. And I do give it to all four of my kids and even my cat and our brand new kitten that we just got. It's safe for all ages. Because what CBD oil is, it's a compound that's naturally occurring in cannabis. So some people think cannabis is automatic, like it's marijuana, you're smoking pot, whatever. But picture,
yeah.
Picture a triangle, and mm-hmm. at the top of the triangle, you have cannabis.
Okay.
Then on each part of the bottom of the triangle, on one side you will have marijuana, and on the other side you have hemp. And
okay.
HempWorks is made from CBD that you find in hemp. It's also found in marijuana, but it's found in such trace amounts that unless you, you know, can find a strain that specifically is high in CBD, it's just easier to get it with hemp because of the legalities, honestly.
Sure.
And then in hemp, you have very low trace amounts of THC, which is what is associated with the high that you would get from marijuana. So you could drink 40 bottles of HempWorks, you're not going to feel a buzz. You're probably going to have an upset stomach and want to go to sleep. But it's impossible to overdose on it. There's cannabinoids, over 120 of them, in cannabis. And our bodies have cannabinoid receptors. So what CBD does, it doesn't actually fix anything. It helps your body to help itself work the way that it was intended to work. It uses your body's natural cannabinoids, which are found in breast milk. And it's actually every mammal has an endocannabinoid system. So if you are a mammal, you can benefit from CBD and other cannabinoids. But
wow.
It regulates the system, which helps balance the body. It creates a state of homeostasis. So we're talking about influencing things like sleep-wake cycle, your pain response, your stress response, your inflammation response in your body when you have an injury or a wound. We're talking, you know, cravings, cardiovascular health. It influences such a wide variety of the body's basic functions that so many people don't really understand how out of balance they are, because this is not something that you grow up learning in health class in school. And honestly, a lot of people that tell me, hey, I'm going to ask my doctor whether or not they think I should take CBD, there's still such a stigma that a lot of doctors will say, absolutely not. You know, that's marijuana. So I always let people know, hey, I think that's a great idea. Definitely talk to your doctor about it. But also, if your doctor says, no, that's not a good idea, ask your doctor what they recommend to balance your endocannabinoid system. I have had a lot of people come back to me and have their doctor admit to them that they actually don't learn about that in medical school, and they haven't really sought to educate themselves on it outside of the job either. So, I mean, it's something, it's been around since humans and mammals were created, but because of the stigma and the legalities that it's been attached to for the last several decades, there's just not a public knowledge, a general knowledge of it to people. So that's, you know, where HempWorks comes in. It not only gives me the opportunity to make sure I'm doing something great for my health and my family's health, but I'm also being able to help other people. And I'm really in the education field and an advocate for all the people that are just trying to do what they can naturally to help their body work as it was intended to, without having to add a bunch of unnecessary things that are going to cause side effects and, you know, all the other problems. Nobody
yeah.
wants that. that.
Yeah. I will tell you, and I agree with you, just going real quickly right back to what you said about going to the doctor. Now, first of all, before I go any further, I want to say whatever your doctor tells you, you know, you need to listen to. I'm not going to stand here and pretend that I am smarter than your doctor. So let's just get that out of the way. But I have had my own personal experience similar to that, where I have taken my vitamins to my doctor, and the answer that I got was, I don't know, or, well, maybe you should take these instead. And the problem with maybe you should take these instead were they were the ones that they were getting paid to peddle. It had nothing right. to do with them being better for me, or even that my vitamins that I brought to show them were any better or worse. It's the fact that they didn't know, so they didn't give me an informed answer. They gave me the answer that they wanted me to have. And so I didn't appreciate that, obviously. And so, yes, I agree with you. There are a lot of things that they are not being taught in school. You know, they're basically learning out of the textbook, these are the symptoms, so this must be the problem. There's no outside the box thinking. And like I said, I'm not trying to sit here and, like, you know, dog on doctors or whatever. I'm so very thankful for all the medical advancements that we have. You know, if I get into a car accident, I want to make sure that they know what to do for me when I show up at the hospital. So, obviously, you know, but on other things like this, you know, I think that there is the research that's out there that we can look to. There's also second opinions. I know that homeopathic doctors are coming, you know, kind of back on the scene in the last couple of years, just because we are trying to learn more natural ways to take care of ourselves, because there are so many side effects to the, you know, pharmacy medications that we're taking. And I would much rather take care of myself in a natural way as much as possible. And I think that's really cool that you're talking about all this, you know, the cannabis stuff, because obviously this is new to all of us, because we haven't had access to anything like this in, I don't know, ever. So it's now just kind of coming on the scene. We're starting to learn things, and I want to make sure that people are well informed before they say yes, but also before, you know, they turn their back and they say no, because I was definitely a naysayer, you know, in the beginning, and now I've kind of turned at least an open eye, you know, to see what's going on. So my next question for you, Heather, is you said that you give it to your family. Tell me, what do you, like, how much do you give them, how often, and what for? Like, do they basically take it almost like a vitamin? Like, you take this every day because it's a daily vitamin, or do you take it because you're sick? Like, how does it work for you?
Right. So I tell everyone that basically this is a food supplement, and actually hemp is considered to be in the agricultural category of sales, and we are actually a food grade supplement, not just, you know, some illegal weird like weed oil.
Right.
So we take it every single day, twice a day, the same way that we would eat water, or I'm sorry, drink water and eat food every day. Because we need it to keep our bodies balanced and to keep them fueled and to keep them just ready to keep our immune system boosted and just to keep our bodies functioning at maximum capacity. So it's really easy with the CBD oil. There's a lot of different types of CBD products out there, but HempWorks in particular, it just is a little bottle that comes with a glass dropper inside. And for my kids, they get 5 drops under the tongue twice a day. My husband and I take 8 drops under the tongue twice a day. We just do it in the morning after teeth are brushed, and then in the evening after dinner when they brush their teeth before they're getting ready for bed and such. And that seems to work well for us. Now, what's great is there's no magical dose. There's no way to overdose. When we started, my oldest daughter had been very, very ill. She had lost weight. She was vomiting daily. You know, she had just a slew of problems that were happening, and she missed over a month of school. You know, we had her in the hospital a couple times.
Ugh, and poor baby.
And all they could tell us was she's, you know, got a really bad infection in her lymph nodes in her abdomen. And originally they thought it was a surgical emergency, but once they figured out what was happening a few days later, after a couple visits, we found out that the only thing that they could offer her was IV pain medication if it became unbearable, which of course she would have to, you know, be in the hospital for that. She'd still be missing school, which was a big issue we were having. And then they could offer her IV fluids because she was vomiting every single time she ate. and it was really hard to even keep liquid in her because of where the lymph nodes were. Every time that she would eat or drink, it would apply pressure on her abdomen, and she'd be sick pretty instantly, like violently ill.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So that was also the same time that I was hearing about HempWorks for the first time, and my husband just said, why don't we try it for her? And I'm like, we have to. Like, what else can we do? Because obviously, you know, IV fluids and pain medication might cause her to be a little more comfortable, but they're not going to cure anything, and there's side effects. And we're still, you know, having to leave the house and school and be in a hospital environment, which in my opinion is not the most healing thing, especially for a kid who's just feeling lousy. So, you know, we were able to, she's fine now. It took some time and it took some discipline with diet and nutrition and probiotics and things, and we changed some things around, but she's totally normal now, and all of my kids take it. My 8-year-old son, we were struggling with him in his school for years. He was in speech therapy, which he was able to graduate from shortly after starting the oil. And also, you know, they tried to have us hold him back in first grade and then again in second grade because he was so far behind with reading and writing, but was excelling in every other area. So, you know, I wasn't okay with having him repeat all of the things he was doing well with.
Right.
So we've had him in tutoring. We've tried different essential oils. And, you know, they asked me one day, hey, do you want to just take this paperwork to the pediatrician, see about getting him on some medication? And they had said something to me once before. They asked if he was on the spectrum. And I had said, well, I've never had him tested. And they basically, you know, in so many words, tried to tell me, well, maybe you can talk to your doctor about that, too,
mm-hmm.
Which I never did. But girl, let me tell you, when we started him on that oil, in the first week, his teachers that he was working with at school were calling, they were sending Class Dojo messages, and they were just like, wow, he is a different kid. And I kept telling everyone, it has to be the oil. It has to be the oil. Like, I know my kid. So it's just, it's been a crazy difference with him. He's not going into shutdown mode and getting completely overwhelmed by any and every little thing that could be going wrong in his day. He has better control of his emotions. He's finally sleeping through the night, which he hadn't been doing in years. He'd be showering at 3 a.m. getting ready for school. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. And it used to break my heart. Now I cry so many happy tears just seeing the progress he's made. So, I mean, it's just done wonderful things. I could go down the list of all 6 of our family members, and even my cat has lost weight because she was about 30 pounds and she's about 10 years old, and now she's, you know, she's a little feistier. She's got a little more pep in her step. So it's been incredible.
That is so funny. And now, so I want to take like a quick little tidbit here. You said that he, you know, was just completely different and he graduated from his speech therapy and stuff. Now, I know that some of us might be like sitting there thinking, well, that could just be, you know, that he started doing better or his brain like finally clicked and got it. Most of us are mamas, okay? We know our kids. Am I right? Like, we know yes. our children better than anybody. So I'm going to, like, just urge you to, like, open up your mind a little bit here. If you're listening to this and you're a little bit more skeptical. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have any investment or affiliation with Heather and her HempWorks or anything like that. But the purpose of this episode is just for us to inform you more of CBD oil and the possibilities of it. I'm not saying it's a cure-all or anything, but again, most of us know our children. We know what's going on with them. And so when you try something and you notice a difference, no matter what it is, you're going to be singing its praises. So obviously, she's got all kinds of stories here about how well it has affected her family. And I'll tell you, I haven't taken it often or very long, but I do have a bottle that sits right there with all my other vitamins that I take on a regular basis. And I've mentioned to you girls before on here that I struggle with anxiety every once in a while. And I don't remember if I had mentioned before, but normally it's all health related. That's where my anxiety kind of resides. So before it was because of my miscarriages. And then recently, because I had a doctor tell me something that was just completely ridiculous, but it really scared me. So I had my anxiety flare up again, and I basically, you know, went through that thing where I'm like, I cannot let this happen to me again. I can't fall down this black hole. And so I started meditating and I started taking CBD oil, you know, on top of all the other things that I did beforehand, you know, when I struggled with it was, you know, like taking baths, eating well, trying to take, you know, better care of myself, praying, all those things that you do. And at this juncture, I added meditation and I added CBD oil. And I will say it was not a perfect fix for anybody who struggles with anxiety. You know, like how vicious it can be. But I will tell you that the bout of it this time just lasted a shorter amount of time. I was able to, I guess, you know, pull it back together quicker and get over the hump and move forward. So I don't have, you know, like a crazy awesome story, you know, about myself, but I will tell you that is the experience that I have had. So I could say that I would definitely try it again in the future and maybe add it to my daily regimen. We'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, girl, that's awesome. I love hearing stuff like that. It really does. I mean, look, I had a really funky day all day today. In the last 2 days, one of my boys, which they're about, they're barely over a year apart and they're insane. They were just tag teaming me. And so, you know, it doesn't fix everything. My son is still an 8-year-old boy and he still struggles with reading. He struggles less. You know, he still wakes up at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning so that he can play with the kitten and watch cartoons, but he does it less. Mm-hmm. And you know, today I fussed at my kids in public and I looked like a crazy lady and I, you know, like people of Walmart mom edition.
Been there, done that, happened. Sister.
But when it happened, I had a bottle of CBD oil in my purse. I always have one on me. And I just said, oh my gosh, let me just take a little extra today. So, which we do, you know, if you get a headache or something like that, you get a little breakthrough, something trying to just nag at you. Take a couple extra drops. Your body's only going to use what it actually needs. You cannot OD on it. So, but that's awesome to hear that it helps you.
Yeah, thanks. So, I don't know if you will be able to answer these questions or not, but I'm just curious because I'm such a like health nerd. Do you know, like you said something about how we have, what did you call them?
Cannabinoid receptors.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yep. I cannot say that word. I don't even read it right, like in my brain. When I see it on the computer, I'm like, yeah, I know what that means. Don't know how to say it. So we have the receptors, you said, in our body?
Yes.
Okay, and yes. So what is that?
So what I would like everyone to do, because I am not, you know, some doctor who's like amazing at explaining holistic health and how the human body works. I'm one of those people who, you know, thought that all cannabis should be smoked. And in high school, I probably slept through those classes. So what I would tell all of the listeners to do is to go onto Google and just Google images of cannabinoid receptors. And it'll show you the human body and the different receptors that are for the different cannabinoids that are found in cannabis. And it shows you it numbers them number one or number two. And it will have a little graphic, and it'll show you all the spots on the body that are affected by that number one or that number two receptor and what they influence, your brain, your appetite, you know, such on. So I always love to point people to Google. I tell people all the time, too, because I'm only allowed to say so much on my business page, you know, per FDA compliance policy.
Of course, of course.
I'm not even allowed to name myself as a cancer survivor while talking about my product on my business page because I can't use medical condition names.
Sure.
So, you know, that's fine. But anyone who is struggling with anything in their health that they would like to change, even if you don't think it can be completely gone, if you just want it to get a little bit better, type in on Google whatever that symptom or condition is, comma, and hemp-derived CBD oil, and just see what pops up. Just see what's out there.
Okay, so symptom, comma, CBD oil.
Right, and I would say make sure that it says hemp-derived because a lot of CBD oil does contain more THC. So that's where you get into the legalities of, okay, well, I don't live in a legal state, or is this enough to get me high? So from hemp, you don't have to worry about that because federally legal limit for THC is 0.3%. HempWorks contains 0.03%. So that's why it's legal in all 50 states and several countries. It can be shipped over state lines. There's just the only different laws are depending on the state you're in, whether or not you can sell it off of a shelf.
Got it. Got it. Okay. All right. So just for everybody listening, we're just going to reiterate. I swear that is one of those words that gets me every time. And let me just tell you, side note here. So my husband, Alan, I've talked about him before. He's very funny. And we have this thing going on. So like sometimes he'll say words wrong and I'll totally correct him. And then normally I'm like a know-it-all. So I'm like, that's not how you say that. And so reiterate was one of those words. He's like, you're saying that wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yes, you are. I'm like, what, are you crazy? Yeah, I definitely ate my shoe that day. So I still catch myself saying it incorrectly. I'm such a dork. Anyways, moving on. So it's great to be married. Anyways, so we're just going to reiterate that. I want to make sure that everybody understands. So you have to make sure you know where your CBD oil is coming from. And obviously you want to make sure that you know, especially if your job does things like pop-up drug tests, you know, you want to make sure you know what you're taking, where it's coming from, and that you're not going to have any problems. And at the end here, I will make sure that we tell you where you can get CBD oil if you're interested in getting it from Heather from HempWorks. I will definitely put that in the show notes for you right before we finish. But wherever you choose to get it from, I just want to make sure that you know what you're getting, because I will tell you, my husband got a new job like 3 years ago. I'm pretty sure he's been drug tested at least 4 times. Like, it's just really random and it's crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, you have to go again? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. So, you know, just to make sure we're all on the up and up here, you would be okay with HempWorks. But like I said, wherever you choose to get it from, you know, just check your sources.
Right. I will just add a quick note that if you do have a job that does drug testing, I would just recommend to be on the safe side to do one of two things. Go to your HR person and explain to them, hey, this is how much THC is federally legal and this is how much is contained in the CBD that I would like to take. And they can either say no or they can say yes, which I've actually had people tell, you know, their HR about CBD oil from HempWorks, and their HR said, okay, I'll allow it. But then, like, the military has a zero tolerance policy. So if you're active duty, I definitely recommend just writing your Congress and letting them know they need to make it legal for you.
Got so it. Okay. So, yes.
But it's, we do have a THC-free version and all of the lab works to go with it. And that is 100% no THC is going to show up on a drug test. It's guaranteed. So, and we also are third-party lab testing in an FDA-compliant facility. And they test not only for the cannabinoids that are in the profile, but also for mold and for other toxins. So we're talking organic, GMO-free, grown in Kentucky. We're actually the biggest buyer of cannabis in the United States. And it's all done out of Kentucky with studies that are attached for research to the university there. It's really an amazing brand, which is why I can really stand proudly behind it.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely, you know, want to know where all that stuff's coming from. I have started doing like some research on some of the organic foods that I buy, and I actually found this random chart. So we're stepping off CBD oil here for a second, but just so you know, when you're looking for things like this, because we are all, I feel like, starting to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, shift the paradigm. And we're trying to find these more natural things to heal ourselves and to take better care of ourselves. And so I actually found this like graphic online. And so a lot of the organic foods that I buy, their parent companies were people who do not produce other organic foods. So it was a whole article basically about, you know, knowing who to trust and where to get your food and that kind of thing. So I definitely try to support local as much as I can, as long as the local is organic. But yeah, like, you kind of have to pay attention. Like, just because it says organic doesn't mean that it is. So there's a lot of stuff out there that we just need to be aware of. And so I think this is one of those things. Make sure that you do your research. But I'm really glad that we had Heather on today so that she could explain some of this to us, because I'll tell you, I'm really interested, but I'm still a newbie. I don't know very much. So I definitely wanted someone a little bit more knowledgeable about it. And I did want to ask you another question, Heather, about you said that you started doing essential oils when you had your breast cancer. You were already in remission from your cancer by the time you heard about CBD oil. Is that correct?
Well, no, we took CBD during the time that I was going through traditional cancer treatment.
Okay, good. So tell me about that.
Well, I really honestly don't even know anything about it other than I was so sick and so stunned at the thought that, you know, I could have died because by the time that we had found the cancer, it had grown from the size of my pinky nail to the size of my palm. And my lymph nodes were popping up all over my neck. I was stage 3B. So, you know, everything was just a whirlwind because I never, ever saw it coming. And so my husband did a lot of the research. And we just honestly back then didn't know what to look for, what to compare it to. We just knew we needed something right away and that we were trying to just cover all of our bases with, you know, a healthy lifestyle. So when we found one, we just used it. I mean, I don't even know like the brand name or anything. I didn't know all that I know now, but I will say if you guys don't use HempWorks, the number one thing I can tell you guys is go with a company that's transparent. Look for something that has no more than 3 ingredients in that bottle. If it has the carrier oil in there that says coconut or olive oil or whatever, that's great. HempWorks has hemp oil as the carrier oil. So you're getting those extra cannabinoids and all those extra terpenes. But so they're not all created equal. And please, for the love of God, y'all, don't text me telling me, yay, they have it at Walmart. That is not CBD oil. That is hemp oil that you would use for like cooking.
Oh my gosh.
Same thing, guys. Please do your research.
Do your research. You know what, too, I will tell you, we have had an experience with that. So there is this specific brand of lotion that I feel like is very well known for being like mild and fragrance free and all this stuff. And so I ended up picking up like some little sample bottles when I went to the dermatologist recently. And so it first of all, it was absolutely my own fault. But it was just one of those brands that was known for stuff like that. And so I let my daughter use it. And Riley has allergies to all nuts. And that lotion, that little tiny one, because I was just like, oh, it's a travel size, stick it in your backpack, you know, whatever. And thank God, like, that we were at home, because when she used it, her whole face swelled up like she had been bee stung a million times. And I mean, of course, like, we took care of it. She was okay. We didn't have to go to the hospital, thank the Lord. But I finally was like, what in the world? We looked at the back and it had almond oil in it. So there are lots of oils out there, carrier oils that are being used in a lot of different things. And you, again, you know, like I said, my own fault, but you need to make sure you know what you're getting in your carrier oil, whether it be allergy related or just something, like you said, that's not the right thing that you're going to be cooking with it. So I just implore you to do your research, for God's sakes.
Yes, I actually had someone talk to me about CBD. And, you know, they wish they could take it because they have all of these, a multitude of symptoms. And every time they see a doctor, it's just, well, here's a new pill for that side effect. And it never ends. But so I said to her, well, you can try it. Anyone can try it. It's safe for everyone. And she said, no, I'm allergic. I said, well, how do you know? She said, well, I took one. I had an allergic reaction. I said, oh, okay. Was it the hemp or was it a different ingredient? She goes, well, I don't know. And I said, well, what ingredients were there? And she said, oh, I don't know.
I'm like, guys. Come on, people.
That's no. Why, you know, no more than 3 ingredients, because God forbid something does happen, you have a reaction. Wouldn't you like to know what you're reacting to?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. Yes. So before we close, everybody, I just want to make sure that you know where to look for CBD oil if you are interested in it. Heather works with HempWorks, and she has been doing this for a little while now. And Heather, could you give us your, is it a link that they would go to if they're interested in purchasing?
Yeah, so it's a link, and it's just HempWorks, which is H-E-M-P, hemp, and works is spelled with an X instead of a K-S. com, and then the backslash is H as in Heather, N as in Nicole, and then my last name, SWEITZER, and that's it.
Very good.
It's a lot easier if you find me on Facebook, and you should be able to just search VB, as in Virginia Beach, CBD, and it'll take you to my HempWorks page.
Very good. And I'll make sure I put all this in the show notes for you girls so that there's no confusion about spelling or anything like that. I always make an effort for you guys. Heather, so I'm going to kind of throw you under the bus here. At the end of my interviews, I always ask a few questions of my guests, and they're just random, just so that we can get a sense of other girls' lives out there as we continue on all of our adventures. So my first question is what is your morning routine?
Oh, goodness. Well, on a good day, I open my eyes and try not to be in a panic if I hear silence, because that means one of two things. My boys are awake and doing something crazy they don't want me to know about. Or they're still asleep and I actually got to sleep in and I'm not sure if I'm actually awake or if it's a good dream. So
Nice. Mother of four, you need to sleep in some.
Yes. On a typical day, you know, I wake to the sound of my boys, and I try to make coffee, grab a glass of water with lemon oil while it's brewing, and get the kids their breakfast and just start my morning off with my family, because we're really busy and we're always home in the morning when we wake up and all at bedtime at night. So those are our two times that we can like talk and hang out and just, you know, spend a little time.
That's awesome. Very cool. Okay. So my second question then is I know that you make an effort for your health and exercise and stuff. So what is your favorite exercise?
Yoga. I love yoga. I've had 14 surgeries. And one of the more difficult ones, they actually removed a muscle out of my back and U-turned it so that none of the blood supply was cut, and they used it to reconstruct one of my breasts. So that, you know, I was thankful I never had to do PT, and it hasn't given me a lot of trouble, but I did lose a little range of motion on my shoulder, and it's just a little weird. But yoga is the one thing. I always feel so amazing doing yoga. There's very little things that I have to modify. And it just, I just feel so balanced. I've never regretted going to yoga.
Yes, I hear you. I feel like it's such a, I guess it's like a girl exercise. You know what I mean? Like, I really do wish that more men would get into it. And I know, I guess, like American men anyway, a lot of them kind of think it's a little bit kooky. But personally, I'm with you. I totally love it. I was injured. I finally am like, you know, I feel like on the other side of it and getting better. But I have been injured since last Thanksgiving. And right now, if you're listening to this episode, we're about like 8 months in. And so I am now better, but yoga was one of those things that helped, because you just need that constant stretch. So most of you guys know I'm a personal trainer, and that was one of the things that stuck out to me when I was getting certified, is how much flexibility you actually start to lose just at the age of 20. And so, you know, I'm like, when you turn 20, you got a whole lot of life left to live. And so you start to lose that range of motion. And so yoga is going to keep those muscles and tendons and ligaments and everything, you know, limber and how they're supposed to be. So, yes, I'm all on the yoga train with you. Go yoga.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last question is, we are always looking for more improvement, excitement in our lives. So do you have a favorite podcast that you listen to?
A favorite podcast? I don't. You know, truth be told, I'm not like a big podcast person, mostly because I don't get a lot of quiet time.
Which is understandable.
Oh, God bless those women that are like, baby, just throw it on in your car. I usually, if I have any kind of silence in my car, it's just in my immediate 6-inch space around me. And it's because there's a movie playing in the back for all of the kids. So I cannot play a podcast at the same time. But my husband listens to them all the time. And actually, he has been obsessed with trading and stocks and all of these kind of podcasts that a friend of his who is a financial advisor turned him on to. And we've been listening to a lot of the ones that are specifically about cannabis. So, you know, because we have some plans for the future, so stay tuned for that. But it's an exploding industry for sure, and we love to listen to the ones that talk about the health and wellness industry.
Very cool. Okay, so because you don't listen to a podcast, give me a book instead.
A book. Well, I'm not like a huge reader.
Come on, girl.
Again, with the time. But I will say, if I am reading a nonfiction book, I absolutely, it's a toss up. It's a tie between Lisa Bevere and Joyce Meyer. Approval Addiction was like life changing for me so many years ago. And then Fight Like a Girl. I don't know a woman alive who's ever read that book and didn't love it.
Oh,
and
then both of those are so good.
My mom was always such a huge reader when I was growing up. And right before she passed, she'd given me a whole bunch of books that she'd already read. And I got hooked on a fiction writer whose name is Jodi Picoult. And she does a lot of like murder mystery, like The Lost, you know, and a lot of those last minute plot twists. And I believe she wrote My Sister's Keeper, which I know a lot of people are familiar with that movie. I believe it had Cameron Diaz in it. But she just does like awesome, exciting books. I love her.
Very cool. Okay, girls. So you heard it. Mother of four. This is how she gets through her daily life with all of her children.
Cannabis and coffee.
Cannabis, coffee, and murder mystery books. Oh, my gosh. All right, girl. Well, I am so glad that you were able to come on with me, and I hope that all these ladies listening got a lot of good information from you. Again, I will put everything in the show notes, and I'm so glad to have you. So we will catch up soon. Thank you so much, Heather. I will talk to you later, girl.
All right, girl. Thank you.
And now it is time, girls, for my favorite part of the episode, the crown and flops of the week. And of course, I do these just so that you all know that I obviously am not perfect. I am traveling through life just like you. So here we go. My flop for this week is to tell you guys that summer has had me all out of sorts. I am not kidding. I am obviously a work-at-home mom. I have this podcast that is due at a specific time every week to my copywriter, and I recently did not get the episode to her on time, so therefore she couldn't get the show notes done on time. So I totally had to publish an episode with no show notes, and I felt so bad, but what am I going to do? I just got it late. So anyways, I'm ready to get back on our regular school schedule so that I have time to get back onto my regular work schedule. And hopefully I will not flop like that again, so I can make sure that all of you have the show notes that go right along with our episodes every week. So now we move on to the crowning moment of the week, which I actually am very proud of myself because we are going on vacation the last week of summer. And so as soon as we get back, the kids will jump right into school. And this is actually the first time that we've done this in a really long time. So I had to get all of these things for school prepared in advance. So we went and bought all of their school supplies early. You know, backpacks are washed and packed. I took them to the pediatrician so that they could get all of their school papers for the year filled out and sent over, prescriptions filled. And I also plan to take them to meet their teachers a little bit earlier than the orientation dates because, again, we'll be on vacation. So I'm actually super excited and proud of myself that I have been very organized about this and got this done to make sure that the kiddos start their year off right and that there are no hangups. So as we finish up this episode for this week, girls, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life. Please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so more girls can grow. And remember that I am a personal trainer. I have workouts every month if you are interested on Patreon. And then I also train individually online or in person, which you can find out more on my website at jenwhitmoretraining.com, which of course is always in the show notes. And until next week, girls, adventure on!